Hello, I'm Steve Waldron, a family physician informaticist with the American Academy of Family Physicians. I direct our Alliance for eHealth Information, which is responsible for all the health IT activities and advocacy here at the Academy. I want to talk to you a little bit about some new technology that you may have heard of that's been around for decades, but not really ready for prime time for the ambulatory family physician. It's called telemedicine, or maybe even more broadly, telehealth. And if you want to learn more about those exact definitions as it relates to the AAFP, we have a new policy position on telehealth and telemedicine that really lays out our definitions of those. And briefly, the difference for us is that telemedicine is really a clinician, a physician that's providing services to the patient remotely, where telehealth doesn't require the actual physician to be part of that. So you can have nursing staff and others that can provide some telehealth resources. So if you hear about the AAFP talking about telemedicine or telehealth, that's how we distinguish the two. But the policy goes into a little bit more detail. Also in the policy, you can see our advocacy positions to make sure that physicians are getting paid appropriately for these activities, and also that patients are not artificially steered to either in-person or telemedicine because of policies by insurance companies or others. But really, it's the choice of the clinician, the physician, and the patient making those decisions. Additionally, we have some real concerns about the continuity of care. So while telemedicine really provides a nice access and can really help improve the quality and health of patients, there's also the potential of interfering with the continuity or the longitudinal care of patients as, standalone telemedicine services are being brought up. So we're really trying to make sure that we thread the needle relative to make sure that patients have appropriate access, physicians have the right technology, but at the same time that we're not showing any detriment to the longitudinal continuity care for our primary care patients. So in that, we've tried to provide a lot of resources and advocacy. So on the advocacy front, we've done a lot of work inside the federal government and Congress and the Office of the National Coordinator, which is responsible for all the health IT activities of the federal government. You can find some links on our advocacy page to letters that we've positioned to those. Additionally, we had some concerns that the Congress of Delegates at the AAFP in 2016, they really wanted to make sure that the local family physicians really engaged in telemedicine resources. So we wrote letters to the leaders of the five biggest health plans to talk with them about our problems with telemedicine being outside the scope of the family physician practice, and really that the family physician needs to be part of that care for those patients, even if it's a telemedicine. So as they write their contracts for those things with those telemedicine providers, that continuity has to be part of that, and they have to enforce that into those contracts. And we'll continue to advocate for that at the meetings that we have with them on an annual basis. We also put together a page on the AAFP website underneath our practice management and health IT sections of our website that has a litany of resources around telehealth and telemedicine. So each state has a different policy framework and privacy framework. So we link out to some resources from the AMA and the American Telemedical Association that have resources on what state policies are. We also have resources to products and services that are there. We also have some resources about how do you think about putting telemedicine into your practice. Additionally, the AAFP and members have started a member interest group for telehealth, so you can join the telehealth interest group at the AAFP if you're a member of our organization. There are over 80 family docs that are part of that group right now, and they've been doing some demos, looking at products, and having some really good discussions about how do we really take care of patients from a telemedicine perspective. And finally, we've been engaging what are the National Resource Centers for Telemedicine. So these are federally funded programs. Maybe if you were participating in the Meaningful Use Program, you worked with a regional extension center in your state. These are very similar to those type of organizations that are really there to help practices and family docs add telemedicine to their office. So they're federally funded, so there's not a cost structure for you. So I would ask you to seek those out, and we have links to the list of directory of all those on our website. The last thing I want to say, too, is that we're looking also as the AAFP, how additionally can we support family docs be able to take care of patients from a telemedicine perspective. So we're actively looking at the products and services that are in this space and see if we can make sure that there are good products for family medicine at affordable prices that help us take care of our patients. Because today we need to make sure that we're getting paid to do this type of work, but as we move to that value-based payment piece. We need these additional ways to really take care of our patients outside the four walls of our practice so they can get in, get really convenient, make sure they're getting good access to care so we can really make sure that the quality is good and the costs are down for these patients. And then we will reap the rewards both professionally by having a great population of patients that are healthy and also financially as we are getting looking at these prospective payments and getting cost share and quality improvement programs like pay performance that we're doing. So check out our wet resources on telemedicine. Think about how you would be able to add telemedicine as a resource to your patients from your practice. And if you need anything, come to the AAFP.org and we have those resources, or you can call me, Steve Waldron, at the AAFP.